If we continue with the story of the resurrection into Luke chapter 24, you'll recognize the story of the men who are walking the road to Emmaus, won't you? We'll start just a little bit before you get to these two cats walking along a road. We'll start in verse 10. And look at what you see in Luke chapter 24, verse 10. So it's the end of the book of Luke, right? Matthew, Mark, Luke. Chapter 24 and verse 10, it says this. Now, it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles, things that they had seen on Easter Sunday. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. You know, boo. Boo. Bunch of lads looking at women telling the truth and going, oh. Right? It seemed an idle tale. How, if you were these ladies, the Lord is alive. And these guys were like, idle tale. Oh my goodness. If you did that today, I think a fellow would get his block knocked off. And all the women would say, yeah, girl, you go. Tell him the truth, you know? There was something going on in that place, and they thought, no, you're not credible. Now, I'm not sitting here like feminista girl power sermon, but how frustrating. How frustrating when you hold the truth and you say it to other people who ought to know the truth and say they're down with the truth, and they go, ha, 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 ha. There was a word of prophecy spoken this morning in your midst. Did you receive a word of prophecy? Did you test all things and hold to the good from that which was spoken as if it might be from the Lord? Because he works that way. His scripture is clear about it. Now, someone else could stand up the next day and say something out of bounds that doesn't agree with scripture, and we would say, thanks for coming, maybe be quiet. But when you heard something that resounds with the truth of God, and maybe for the moment in this room for someone, I heard a hearty amen from around the room. And that's all it is to measure these things. And we are competent to measure these things. You have a Bible that you know because you read it, and I'm saying that like I presume you do. You must. If you don't, start. If you don't, comma, dot, 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 start. That's very important. The truth of Easter is lost on people who don't believe. Easy to say, isn't it? Fair enough? The joy of the resurrection is lost on people who don't believe. These guys that they came to were the apostles. Capital A apostles. 11 of them. Maybe 10 of them. I think 11 of them. And they did not believe. The joy of the resurrection was unavailable to the capital A apostles, the trainees of Jesus Christ, the closest followers. How many of them wrote Bible books that you read? And the joy of the resurrection was not available to them who did not receive the truth and apply it and walk in the joy of the resurrection. Wow. That's heavy. Do you feel convicted by those words? I personally do. How often do I miss what God is doing because I go, well, you know, but if you reason it out, this. Yes, 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 thank you for that word. Anyway, back to our service, though. You can miss it. You completely miss it. I believe that the Lord God of heaven and earth used someone in our midst this morning to say something that needed to be heard in your heart where you wondering when we would get on with the service, though. There's conviction there. I confess I didn't have that experience personally, but I wonder. God still sends witnesses to tell them. We are them. These apostles were them in the story. God still sends witnesses to tell everybody, including those in church.